content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello and Merry Christmas! Today is the 25th of December, 2019. This is Anna Kogal from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Well, welcome everyone. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you, mostly I will say today, because it's Christmas, from Thrivent Magazine, helping members be wise with money. And this one is entitled, A Season of Joy, Tips for Finding Contentment This Christmas. Now, I know it's already Christmas, but a lot of these tips you can use even today and from here on out. Okay, so the very first one I'm going to read to you is called Creating Holiday Memories. One of the most cherished parts of the Christmas season is spending time with family and friends. Looking for a few new traditions? Here are some festive activities to do with loved ones. And I don't care if today is Christmas and you do it from this point on through Thanksgiving, yeah, through New Year's and beyond, but there's some good ideas here. All right, number one, host an evening of caroling and hot cocoa. Honestly, you know, you probably know this, but from the first Advent Sunday till Christmas is the Advent season. And in the liturgical calendar anyway, you don't even really start singing the Christmas songs until Christmas. So, host an evening of caroling and hot cocoa. Now that it's Christmas, we can start our Christmas caroling. gather a crew to go caroling in the neighborhood or find a local assisted living facility. Afterward, treat the carolers to a hot cocoa bar. Set out toppings they can choose from. Whipped cream, marshmallows, crushed peppermint, chocolate chips, sprinkles, and caramels. Cheers! 2. Make a Christmas ornament. Spend time with your family and make a special ornament for the year. In the years to come, you can reminisce when hanging it on the tree. Or you could just leave it out in your window or something throughout the year. Number 3. Volunteer together. Get creative in making a difference this season. Volunteer to bring homebound church members to holiday services or shopping. Deliver a meal to someone. Get involved with a Thrivent Action team or collect presents for those in need. And 4, make a blessing jar. Start by decorating a jar and each day have family members write down a blessing. Then pick a day such as today, Christmas, or New Year's Eve, to read all of the blessings and reflect as a family. In the next article, it is entitled Finding Contentment, How to Keep Your Focus on What's Important During Christmas. And I would say, you know, we kind of elevate Christmas during the year, but these are messages that we can take and live by throughout the year. I think that's what Christmas is trying to be anyway, allowing us to kind of focus in on what really is important, doing it around Christmas, and then continuing to do it throughout the year. With the holiday season here, your mind already may be spinning with thoughts of Christmas shopping, baking, and decorating to do. And then there are the multiple gatherings to plan and attend. When you combine all of that with a stressful job or maybe even feelings of loneliness from losing a loved one or struggling with a relationship, you easily can find yourself wishing the season were over. Instead of having a sense of contentment during this season of joy, you're stuck in a state of discontent. Vanessa Russell can relate as a mom, wife, and founder of a nonprofit. She has every reason to feel stressed this time of year. But instead, the Dublin, California Thrivent member is focusing on her faith. She's letting that guide how she spends her time and her money, and she's loving people more than gifts and gatherings. Oh, that doesn't mean there won't be gifts under the tree and gatherings with family and friends. They're just not going to be the focal point. Russell wasn't always this content over the holidays. I grew up with very little, Russell recalls. So when I had kids, I wanted to give them everything. At Christmas, I was focused on buying the most expensive gifts, getting to all the stores. That changed about 9 years ago when one of Russell's dance students, a teenage girl, disappeared and became a victim of human trafficking. Russell's outrage and concern led her to found Love Never Fails, a nonprofit committed to restoring, educating, and protecting those involved or at risk of being involved in human trafficking. It's humbling to do the work we're doing, says Russell, who retired from Cisco Systems earlier this year, to lead Love Never Fails full-time. Being with children who are elated at the gift of a bouncy ball, or a young woman who is elated at the gift of a bottle of nail polish, changes you. It becomes less about the gift and more about the act of giving and receiving. Russell and her husband, Pastor Timothy Russell, have 7 children, ages 11 to 30. They don't spend as much on gifts as they used to, and they find that their younger children seem to appreciate their gifts more than the older ones did at that age. And that, Russell says, brings contentment. I don't have a guilty conscience like I used to. My kids aren't going to have all the latest electronic devices. But this is how we've decided to instill in them something much greater: humility. A level of gratitude and awareness that they are not the center of the universe. They know they are loved deeply, but they also know that they are not the only people important to God. Nancy Ray, blogger and author of The Contentment Challenge, describes contentment as looking at what you have and being satisfied with it, being grateful. Instead of looking out at all the things we could have, it's looking in at what we have in our own hands, Ray says. The Lord calls us to contentment. Paul learned to be content in all circumstances, whether in a season of much or a season of little. Philippians 4:11-12. To help you find contentment this Christmas season, take these 5 steps. And I would say, to help you find contentment anytime, not just at the Christmas season, follow these 5 steps. 1, be intentional. Everyone approaches gift giving at the holidays in a different way. Whether you give extravagantly to mirror the extravagance of God's gift of Jesus to the world, or if you focus on creating meaningful experiences or other ways of giving to others, it's important to set your boundaries so you can make intentional decisions that fit your budget and expectations. Everywhere we turn, we see messages to buy more, do more, and go more places. Marketing today creates a false need in us, Ray says. I didn't even know I needed this item, and all of a sudden, I have to have it. It's stirring up discontent in our lives. Thrivent financial professional Josh Jones encourages people to be intentional about remembering what and whom we are celebrating. Sometimes we simply need to pull back from the obligations we put on ourselves, says Jones of Ridgeland, Mississippi. We have to have that party. We have to buy these gifts. We financially strap ourselves by our own expectations. It's helpful to remember that celebrating doesn't always mean spending. Maybe even ask yourself before you make a purchase, will spending this amount cause financial stress and hurt my ability to celebrate the holiday? Whatever you choose to give, Jones suggests you look at your budget before you begin shopping. There's simply no substitute for planning, he says. Most effective planning starts with asking yourself probing questions such as, what can I spend this year? Where can I put the guardrails on the holiday experience so I don't go into debt? Be intentional and make a plan for shopping that allows you to live within your means, Jones says. Come up with a set amount that you will not go over, and when it comes to spending. And then turn off the media and limit trips to the store, Ray adds. Go with a list and don't allow yourself to be subjected to all the marketing you know will be prevalent. 2. Seek experiences. Focusing on memories rather than material things helps you reach contentment, Ray says. Get the family together and brainstorm ideas of what you'd like to do. Then choose 2 or 3 experiences to do as a family and put them on your calendar. Commit to that before the shopping list, she says. The experiences can be simple, like making hot chocolate and driving around to look at Christmas lights, or wrapping presents together for other family members. The cost is minimal, and the experience is memorable. Ray recalls when she was little, her family read the Christmas story out of a children's book. Each of the children had a part to play. Her dad had the flashlight to represent the star, and her mom read the story. They brought out a birthday cake and sang Happy Birthday to Jesus. Looking back, I remember that's what Christmas was all about, she says. 3. Be generous. One of the greatest gifts you can give your family is to model generosity, Ray says. Her family would get the names of families in need, go shopping for gifts, and then deliver them. In one of the homes, one of the adults had never learned to read, so we gave her the Bible on cassette, Ray says. That was such a remarkable experience. Jones suggests that you can be generous with your time, not just money, working at a soup kitchen, or raising funds for your church or favorite nonprofit. Look for resources available to you, such as Thrivent Action Teams. If your time and resources are tight, take a look around your house. You may have something to donate to a thrift shop. That one item could very well be the gift that someone else is looking for, he says. You can also involve your family in making gifts for people, for your loved ones, but also for others, Russell suggests. Make cards, put together gift boxes, create a basket of goodies. And we're going to be talking about a soup kit gift that you can make together coming up next. Being generous and creative is some of the most fun you can have in your life, Ray says. And using your talents generously and creatively is a great way to feel contentment. 4. Take time for reflection. The Bible tells us to be content at all times. But as humans, we're not wired like that, says Russell. Spending time in reflection and prayer gives us a sense of peace. Being more connected to the people around us gives us a sense of humility and centering. It puts life in perspective. And then, Russell says, we can be prepared to act, to do the budget, to be generous. But it's hard to do when we don't have that peace and perspective. Ray suggests starting a gratitude journal. If you commit to writing down 3 things a day for a month, it can open your eyes to all the things around you that you take for granted. 5. Look ahead. It's also important to think about what you want life to look like after Christmas, Ray says. You don't want Christmas following you around with lots of debt in January and February, nor do you want to add clutter to your house with items you don't need. Create wish lists and make sure they're the items you really want. Also, consider creating next year's ideal Christmas right after January 1. Reflect on what you spent your time and money on and put together a plan for Christmas 2020 that may include traditions, monthly budgets, or experiences you'd like to have, Jones says. We often think that for Christmas to be special, it has to be extravagant, Ray says. Yet we often remember only a handful of the gifts we got as children. It's the family memories and the traditions that mean the most. Christmas is about the best gift, Jesus, and the hope he brings to the world, Ray concludes. It doesn't matter what you have, what you're lacking, or the season of life you're in. You always can find Jesus. Okay, and as I mentioned, we are going to be looking at a recipe that is homemade that you can give, and it's for soup. It's a soup mix. And this one is entitled Made with Love. And I have to tell you, this is so beautiful. There are 5 or 6 jars here that through which the glass, you can see on the bottom a layer of kidney beans and a layer of, I don't know what, barley, and then lima beans, and then lentils, red lentils, so green lima beans, red lentils, black beans, and garbanzo beans on top. So it's got this kind of a brick red and then a cream on top of that, and then a light green, and then an orange, then a black, and then a beige color. And on the top around the ring edge of the jar, it has a red and white striped thread or a little thin rope string, and on it is a red label with Merry Christmas written on it. And on the other side of that label, it has the recipe for mixed bean and barley soup. These are beautiful. All right, so here it is. The best gifts are homemade and edible. Gather in the kitchen with family and friends for an afternoon of assembling food gifts. And you know, even though today is Christmas, big deal. Do it tomorrow. Do it anytime. And you know what? It's awfully nice to have Christmas gifts coming in even after the big day. It might help people ease back into their everyday lives, as, you know, they can just make an easy soup because all the ingredients are right here. So it's fun to go to neighbors or to friends or to people who are really in need and bring these gifts to them, even after Christmas. With a few simple steps, you can make a batch of presents for everyone on your list. Remember to include the directions for preparing the soup with your gift. Okay, here it is. Mixed bean and barley soup mix. Get your pens and papers out. Mixed bean and barley soup mix. It serves six. And this is what you're going to be writing on your piece of paper that's got, you know, attached to your jar. Ingredients. 1/3 cup dried red kidney beans. 1/3 cup barley. 1/3 cup green split peas. 1/4 cup red lentils. 1/4 cup dried black beans. 1/3 cup dried cannellini or great northern beans. 1/4 cup green or brown lentils. 1 bay leaf. 2 tablespoons dried onion flakes. 1 tablespoon granulated vegetable or chicken bouillon. 1 tablespoon parsley flakes. 2 teaspoons Italian seasoning. 1 teaspoon garlic powder. Then directions. In a 1 pint jar, layer red kidney beans, barley, green split peas, red lentils, black beans, cannellini beans, and lentils. Place bay leaf against side of jar. In a small plastic bag, this is the second paragraph, in a small plastic bag, place onion flakes, bouillon, parsley flakes, Italian seasoning, and garlic powder. Seal bag and place on top of layered ingredients in the jar. Close lid and label if desired. Okay, now this part is what you are going to write on the label. To prepare soup, empty jar and bag contents into a large soup pot. Add 13 cups of water. Bring mixture to a boil. Reduce heat to simmer. Cook covered 1 3/4 to 2 1/4 hours, stirring occasionally until beans are tender. Add more water if desired. Season to taste with salt and pepper. And you can kind of customize it. It says here, make it your own. Chopped carrots, celery, or a can 14.5 ounces of diced tomatoes can be added to the soup after beans are tender during last 15 minutes of cooking, if desired. So, anyway, these jars are beautiful. They make... I would love to have one of these jars of soup. Anyway, they make lovely gifts, and it would be fun to have your family gather together and just make a whole bunch of these. Lots of fun and good memories. Okay, and our final little blurb here is generosity in action. Church cooks up ways to feed neighbors, and this is from Huntsville, Alabama. All Saints Lutheran Church has 75 active members, yet its kitchen ministry provides hundreds of meals each month to local residents. How do they do it? Lots of volunteers and a commercially equipped kitchen. Tim and Paige Vaughn, co-chairs of All Saints Outreach Committee, started the program. It's managed by Dave Knowles, a former food service administrator, and Jeff Anderson, a chef. With a core of about 35 volunteers, they make 300 meals each month using fresh ingredients. The meals go to seniors who attend a fitness class at the church, another local church that serves people who are homeless, a county program that feeds seniors and people who are homebound, and All Saints members or others who may need a meal. Anderson teaches the volunteers food preparation and safety skills. To support the ministry, many church members have led Thrivent Action teams. But All Saints wants to do more. We'd like to work with other churches to prepare meals that they could keep in their freezers and use as needed, Knowles says. And we're also interested in serving veteran and other community groups. And this group helps towns stay vibrant in Tripp, South Dakota. From hosting Christmas celebrations and kickball tournaments to making snack packs for kids, members of the Tripp Action Group work hard to make their beloved town a good place to live. That includes tackling home improvements. Last summer, 30 volunteers painted the exterior of a home. Samantha Ziegler led a thriving action team that provided food and supplies. And Couple combines efforts for bigger impact, and this is in Cleveland, Ohio. Hearing a plea on the news to help homeless veterans, Erica Fleischer and her fiancé, Mike Ivanchich, felt called to action. They each would lead a Thrive in Action team. Fleischer collected socks and Ivanchich rounded up underwear, both greatly needed. Fleischer's and Ivanchich's teams then packed blessing bags to be donated. The items were distributed at the Homeless Stand Down event held last January. I'm going to leave you with one last little thought because it's Christmas. Santa Claus is anyone who loves another and seeks to make them happy, who gives himself by thought or word or deed in every gift that he bestows. And that's a quote from Edwin Osgood Grover. And one more. I love the Christmas tide, and yet I notice this each year I live. I always like the gifts I get, but how I love the gifts I give. And that's by Carolyn Wells. And okay, I have one last one, I promise. Let us have music for Christmas. Sound the trumpet of joy and rebirth. Let each of us try, with a song in our hearts, to bring peace to men on earth. And that's by Mildred L. Jarrell. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Annika Gall, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time, and next time is going to be the first of 2020. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. I've so enjoyed being with you, especially this afternoon, Christmas. And I hope some of the things that we talked about today, you enjoyed as well. All right, see you on the first. Enjoy the week. Merry Christmas.